Just to put that in context, if you took 100 colon cancers, and I'm sure most of this audience know this already, you can split them up into about 85% will be microsatellite stable, 15% microsatellite high, and in that latter group, a couple of them will have typically MLH1 or MSH2, or the more rare PMS2, MSH6 or EpCAM mutations causing Lynch syndrome, as we now call it. On the bottom line, we have familial adenomatous polyposis, autosomal dominant APC gene, and the MYH-associated polyposis, which is an autosomal recessive and one that we need to always keep in mind if you get a patient presenting with lots of polyps that isn't FAP.